So this morning, as we look at the Word of God, just titled this one, Breaking the Barrier. Tell your neighbor, say, we're breaking the barrier this year. You know, in a little, I don't know, this thing's just been popping around in my head and we've sent it out already, but one thing to do in 2022. You've only got one thing to do. All the other things that you have on your mind, they come in secondary to the one thing for us to do in 2022. Amen? And that is to build the kingdom of God. There's only one thing. So you have to build ourselves up in the most holy faith. We're going to study to show ourselves approved. And we're going to have to build into other people's lives so that the kingdom of God is expanded. There's nothing more important to do in 2022 than the one thing that God has called us to do. And that is to make disciples. Amen? This is his word. This is what he's desired. You know, the past is old and obsolete. Why fixate on it? Last year is done. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter 3, a very familiar verse, and we're going to look at verses 13 and 14, which you guys have all memorized, I'm sure. Paul says to the Philippian church, he said, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do. There's only one thing to do in 2022, amen? Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Christ, or in Christ Jesus. One of the things that I realized that happened last year, unintentionally or whatever, but I think that all of us learned what the devil wanted us to learn last year. He did, because it was on the news every single day. The biggest thing that he wanted us to know and learn was fear. We all learned what that looks like and sounds like, didn't we? Every news article, everything that came on, the devil, all he did was scream fear all year. You know what else you learned? You learned the definition of COVID-19, didn't you? You even found out that there's Omicron. These are the things the enemy just kept pumping over and over on the airways. He didn't stop. And people were watching it. And we learned so much about a virus. People can give you an entire breakdown of a virus from watching and learning everything that they learned last year. Isn't that amazing how the enemy comes in and infiltrates our lives? How many of us now understand so many of the things that we listen to? They brought up, we learned all the different schisms and divisions in America, didn't we? We learned all the tools they're using in order to try to divide America. We learned what schisms and divisions look like, whether it's with the CRT and all these other things that they're promoting in order to divide one from another because you look different. Tell your neighbor, say, you don't look no different than me. Mike, did you say it? I see your daughter was punching you saying, Dad, say it. I'll wait, Michael. All right, that's better. Look, nobody gets out of here alive, all right? But we learned schisms and divisions. We learned what's coming too. The enemy wants you to think and to know what is coming in order to bring more fear. Right, January 5th, they've got a bill that they're trying to sign. And if they pass it, that bill states that the governor or any one of her cronies, even if they think that you are a threat, can put you in a quarantined place. 3 to 5 days, but with a signature of a judge, 60 to 90 days. And then they're trying to make it indefinite. Yeah, so these are the things that we learned just reading and watching the news, and it just starts to be layer after layer after layer of schisms and divisions and fear and lies. But I think my God wants us to do something different. What did we learn from him last year? Can we go down through the Beatitudes and outline them the way that we can? The Delta variant, Omicron, and the vaccine and all the other stuff? Do we have that kind of an understanding of the Word of God in certain areas like we do when it comes to the things that are so destructive? Do we have an understanding of the Word that brings life into each one of our lives? And I'm only saying that to show how the enemy comes in and consumes the thought processes of men and women of God. Tell your neighbor, say, not this year. Not this year. All right. Paul said, I'm forgetting what lies behind. We're forgetting what lies behind. A lot of people walked through a lot of tough stuff last year. Not arguing that point at all. But in the midst of that, we've watched how God sustained us. You might look a little bit raggeder than you did last year when you came in, but I'm telling you, you're looking like some new wine this morning. You're looking a whole lot different just being in the presence of God and then getting our minds fixed on the Word of God. We've watched how He blessed us, how He kept us, how He strengthened us all through it. Amen? Even when that stuff was flooding and the enemy throwing it up in front of our face over and over and over and over again, where the lie of the enemy separated families. Not this one.
Amen.
Not this one. We're going to stand on the Word of God. We're going to agree with the Word of God. We're going to, those things of before, letting go of them. Listen, how many people, I don't want to get ahead of myself. One way of saying Philippians 3:13, a little bit different. It says it's time for you to turn loose of your past. You know, and not even 2021, but how many still have a past thought that is still consuming and controlling and stopping us from accomplishing all that God has promised, right? How many times do you think about yourself or do you think about what somebody else has done? Maybe it's in church or out of church. It doesn't matter. But there's something in your mind that you haven't let go of and it's hanging on. And every time you think or you try to step out, that thing comes back and it buffets you. Jesus said, hey, or Paul says here in the Word of God, it's time that you turn it loose. You need to put it aside, deliberately ignoring and purposefully disregarding what happened yesterday. The past is old and obsolete, so why fixate on it any longer? Stop turning around to reflect on the past. You need to get it out of your system, put it behind you forever, and purposely forget about it. Right? Pastor Bob, he uses that biblical term all the time, forget about it. Every time we sit down, he says, how you doing? And then he says, forget about it. And this is what we have to do. We got to get to a place where we just say, forget about it. Somebody brings up their past and they're talking to you. You just look at them and say, forget about it. Right? And it's biblical. It's scriptural. He said, hey, you got to let go of it. You got to forget all of those things that have been hindering. We're going to have to let go if we're going to change this year. If we're going to be different this year, you're going to have to let go of every one of those hindrances that you had, that you allowed into your life last year. We have to allow the Word to be the barrier breaker. Listen, we're going to break some barriers this year. I don't know what your barrier is, but every one of us had one. His Word breaks all the barriers. The natural is brought into subjection by the supernatural. We all agree on that. Amen? The natural is brought into subjection by the supernatural. Supernatural succeeds or supersedes the natural. Do we all agree on that? Right. But how much time, and this is, again, I'll look it up. How much time last year did we spend listening and researching and understanding and speaking about the natural, right, compared to the supernatural? How much time, how much conversation did we have where the conversation was completely controlled by the natural rather than supernatural? And again, only you can answer that for yourselves. And each one of us, we're going to have to make some changes in our lives. Amen? But I believe that God wants to break some barriers in us. I believe that there's a barrier that you have that's breakable. Some say it's not breakable. You know why? You know how I know that? Because their lives don't change day after day, year after year. I want you to know every barrier that the enemy tried to put over your life is breakable this morning. Yeah. Every single thing, every lie that you've ever heard, everything you've ever been through is breakable. And God is a barrier breaker. Man, He's very good at what He does. Here's a barrier that was in someone's mind. If you turn over to Genesis chapter 18 and verses 12 and 13. All right, we're going to have to let go of the past. And we're going to press on. We're going to have to press in to what God has called us to do. You know what? We're not going to go there yet because I skip the page. I knew it. I'm like, something isn't right here. I flipped to it once. Where he says in verse 14, it's just a different way of reading it. He said, you need to keep your eyes on the goal before you, straining with every ounce of your being to reach that goal. Even if your success demands that you push harder than you ever pushed before, this prize will only go to those who push the hardest. So give it your best shot. So what he's saying, you're going to press on towards the goal, on towards the prize, right? Because everybody runs a race, but only those that run according to the word of God, they're the ones that walk into victory. Amen? What the ones that grab a hold of it and say, whatever the word says, that's who I'm going to be. We're the, those are the ones that are going to walk in that victory. Because growth is first internal and then external.
Right. Amen.
Growth is first internal. And then it's external. So many times people want to have external growth before they have internal growth. Remember when you first got saved? I don't know about you, but I wanted some external growth. We condemned everybody that they're going to hell unless they know Jesus Christ. We were looking for fruit to come now. Well, I didn't know how to share it with love. We only knew how to share it because of the freedom and the joy and everything that changed in us. So it came through in a way that was condemning rather than liberating. And God wants to change that in each one of us. He wants to change us on the inside. And therefore, that starts to bring the external transformation. It can't be the other way around. Look, it doesn't matter how many days or weeks or months you actually make it when you sign up for the gym this year, all right? They already know you're not going to stick it out. They just are thankful for your money the first couple of months of the year, right? Told you before, Vernay got me in trouble over there, right, Vernay? She was going to go to the gym and said, yeah, my pastor goes here. The guy looked it up. He said, yeah, he hasn't been here in 287 days. My friend Vernay. Finding out my secrets. I love the idea of going to the gym. That's about it. Whatever your job, your business, your ministry, your finances, you can grow beyond it this year. Whatever your barrier was last year, whatever, what stopped you? What was the thought process that stopped you last year from pressing in and going farther than what you really did? Because I know everyone in here wanted to go farther. Every single person here wanted to be in a different place than you're at right now. You know there's more, you want more, but there was something that stopped you from attaining more. A greater freedom, a greater understanding, more fruit, whatever it is, a greater peace on the inside, victory in certain areas, there was a barrier there. And it takes work to break through barriers, amen? Change is inevitable. Your growth is optional. We watched it last year. Didn't change come? There was no way to stop the change that was coming to America. It was coming. 2020, 2021, drastic changes have come into our country, right? So we know that that's inevitable. We know that there's more changes coming to this country. Why? Because we read the back of the book. We know what happens on planet Earth over time before the second coming of Jesus Christ. We're not those that are shocked or appalled or angry. We're those that have an understanding. Oh, I know my time is limited here. I know the purpose of God for my life. And I know the souls that are all around me. And I have one shot at spending my life for the King of Glory before I step into a Christ-filled eternity where love and joy and peace and mercy and grace overwhelm me for all of eternity. I only have a certain amount of days here living and walking through this, and I want to give my God what he deserves. I want him to have a return on the gift that he's deposited on the inside of me. That's got to be our cry, amen? So we know that change is inevitable. This change is inevitable. But your growth is optional. So many make an elaborate plan for the first of the year, and I love elaborate plans for the first of the year. Love it. But like the gyms, it lasts weeks or months at a time. And then that barrier starts to come back because I didn't see what I wanted. He didn't do what I told him to do. I didn't get what I demanded, whatever it was, And then we start to draw back, and that barrier starts to get bigger, higher, and wider. But I believe that God wants to crush your barrier today. I believe he wants that crush this year, that that barrier doesn't hold you back from what God's called you to do. Not going to stop you. Not this year. He's going to crush the barrier that's been holding you back. And a barrier is something immaterial that obstructs or impedes. It could be anything. A barrier can be anything. Most of the time, though, in Christians, it's a thought. Right? Because it's faith or it's fear, one of the two. That's where most people live. Either we're going to agree with the word of God or we're going to say, I can't because. And hence, the barriers start to come and are built in front of us. You know, in 1947, anybody remember Chuck Yeager? Right? 1947, Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier for the first time ever. 761 miles an hour at sea level. First time it ever happened. And you know, when the air goes over top of the wing, they found, now, what was it, 1903, I think, the Wright brothers with their first, or 1907, somewhere in there, where the Wright brothers flew, right? They went about 280 feet in the air, and it was exceptional. Took them 70 years later, and they broke the sound barrier. But they had to do so much. And you know what they found? They found that in order to break, when they broke the sound barrier and the air coming over top of the wings, it was coming over so fast and coming under so fast that it caused all kinds of the molecules were just going crazy behind the wings, causing a lot of drag on the wings and slowing the airplane down. So they had to make some modifications. And that's all God's asking us to do. You see, if we're going to go where, if we're going to break the barrier in our lives, we're going to have to make some modifications, because we always said that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always be where you've always been. Amen? Right? So we're going to have to break that. In order to break that barrier, we're going to have to modify it. And you know what they found? Because the Wright brothers, of course, the wings were straight, right? They came straight out, and for years and years and years, 70 years, they were just straight. When they broke the sound barrier, they said, how are we going to make it so there's not so much draw and we can actually go faster? And they couldn't figure it out. One guy said, hey, why don't we take the wings and we'll just angle them a little bit. We'll just turn them back. And that's all it took, was a minor adjustment on the wings. And now going Mach 1, 2, 3, 4 is a piece of cake. They can do it anytime they want. We've got a bunch of aircraft that'll break the sound barrier. The Thunderbirds do it all the time. The Blue Angels do it all the time. They come and do demonstrations. They don't do it as much as they used to. They used to do that at every air show. Every air show we would go to when I was in the military back then, when the Thunderbirds and Blue Angels came in, that bird, that F-16, came down, and he was low, and that when he broke the sound barrier, it was boom, and there was a change. The problem was several people had heart attacks because their backs were turned and didn't know it was coming. And so because people had died at the air show, they had to back off on doing some of the flight patterns that they were used to doing. But one simple adjustment on, instead of the wings being completely straight, they angled the wings back just a little bit, and it changed the way that the air, the wind came over top of the wings. And now we've got a rocket now that they did that does 9,000 miles an hour. Yeah. The speed of sound is 761 miles an hour. This thing's doing 9,000 miles an hour because of minor adjustments on changing the angle of the wings. I want you to know, this isn't about throwing everything you have out. Please, husbands and wives, this isn't about going down a list of all the things he did wrong last year. Maybe this morning. Husbands, it's not about everything she didn't do last year. This is about a minor adjustment, because if we're going to break barriers, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to break that barrier. Chuck Yeager did it in 47, and then I think it was in the 70s is when they started breaking the sound barrier at will. And it's impressive to watch. You can see the displacement of the air all around the aircraft when it breaks the sound barrier. And that's what I'm believing for. I'm believing for everyone in here that there's going to be displacement all around you when you break that barrier that God, that the enemy has had in your life. When we start to agree with what the word of God says, and we start to walk out what God's called us to walk out into, there's going to be a disruption behind you. And it's going to be people getting saved. It's going to be people, your family members getting transformed. Yes. This is what's going to happen. We make a minor adjustment, and they're really simple. They're not that difficult to adjust our lives to break the barriers that God wants us to break. You know, there's some barriers in your mind, like fasting. It's not of the devil. It's of the Lord. All right? Pastor Jeff spoke on that, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But fasting, some people have a hard time breaking that barrier. Why is that? Is it a spiritual discipline that God requires, that God asks us about in the Word of God? Yes, it is. Why is it that we cast that aside? There's a barrier in our mind. The barrier says, I can't. You see, and there's so many times in the Word of God when it comes to praying for those that are sick and watching them get healed, I can't. Leading somebody to Christ, I never have. They said, I forget what it is, like 80% of the church has never led anybody to Christ. Tell your neighbor, say, you can. You see, maybe that's your barrier this year. Maybe this year it's, no. I know that my God has called me to lead many to Him. Therefore, I'm going to share the Word of God. I'm going to lay aside everything from yesterday, and I'm going to press on toward the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Because that calling is so high, it's incredible, and it's why the enemy always wants to put up barriers to hold you back from agreeing and believing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If there's any one thing, I can't, when it comes to fasting, then you'll have a list of things that you say you can't do. We don't stop at one thing. We just keep adding to it and say, well, and we keep adding to it. But I believe what God wants to do is He wants to change each and every one of us. And He wants us to press on to that high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We have to allow the Word of God to break the barrier. We know that the natural is brought into the supernatural. You know, there was a barrier in Genesis chapter 18. We're back there now, all right? Genesis 18 and verses 12 to 13. And we all know the story. We've read it many times where the angel came down to Abraham and Sarah, changed her name. And then it says Sarah laughed. Well, she was told that she was going to have a child at 90 and Abraham was 100. And it says Sarah laughed to herself saying, after I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh saying, shall I indeed bear a child when I am so old? See, there was a barrier in her mind. Can God actually do this? I want you to know this morning, there's been a lot of prophetic words spoken over your life. And how many have acted like Sarah and laughed and said, it's too big, it's too much, that's for somebody else, that's for those people that are professional, that's for those that went to Bible college, that's for those, whatever it is. Now, we don't sit there and say, yeah, I don't think so. And what did God say? Why did she laugh? And I want you to know God's thoughts towards you. Why don't we step out and do what He's asked us to do? Why would we laugh at what God's called us to do? Why do we take the words that have been spoken over us prophetically or the ones that we've read in the Word of God and we put them to the side and we didn't step out in them? It's the same thing that Sarah did. Sarah looked at it and said, I'm 90. Stop. I can't get pregnant at 90. Forget about it. It's not happening. And God said, well, why did she laugh? And Abraham said, I don't know. Abraham said, I'm not saying a word. Petrified. And then later on, he says again, oh no, you did laugh. You did laugh. And I want you to think about your own life right now. What's the barrier? She couldn't believe that God could give her a child in her womb when Abraham already was promised to be the father of many nations. It was too far beyond. So what do we do in our natural mind? The same thing that Abraham and Sarah did, right? Here's my maid. You can have a child with her. And Ishmael was born. One of the flesh, one of the promise. What are we walking out in our lives? Are we walking out in the flesh or are we walking out in the promise? You see, if we're not going to walk in the promise, then we've got a barrier that we won't walk through. And God said, I've made provision to destroy every barrier that's in your mind. I'm the one that spoke to her and said, you're going to get pregnant. And she laughed. Maybe he said to you, you're going to change people's lives. Maybe he said to you, you're supposed to pastor a church. Maybe he said you're supposed to counsel. Maybe he said that you're supposed to be an evangelist. Maybe he said you're supposed to open up your house to some wayward kids. I don't know what God has spoke over you. But if we're not pressing towards that call that God has had, there's a barrier there, and we're walking it out in the flesh rather than in what God's called us to do. And I believe that everyone, tell your neighbor, say, you're a child of the promise. And God's promises, the scripture says, are yea and amen to who? To who? To those who love him and are called according to his purpose, right? They're yea and amen for those that are in Christ Jesus. Therefore, the promise is where we have to focus this year. How do we understand the promise, and where do we get the word of God to stand upon the promises of God for your life and for your children's lives and everybody else around it? What's the barrier? They knew what the barrier was. The speed of sound, 761 miles an hour. We can't get past it. And then eventually somebody, listen, what do you think was going through Chuck Yeager's mind when he stepped out there and broke the sound barrier? It hadn't been done before. Nobody really knew what was going to happen. What about the Wright brothers? That plane was going so fast in 1903 with the Wright brothers, his brother was running, holding the wing. That's how fast he was going. But they believed they could accomplish what they knew aerodynamically. And guess what? There was all kinds of junk going on in the world, but they weren't caught up in it. They were doing what they believed they were supposed to do. And we've got to stop being caught up in all the other junk that's going on around, using that as an excuse or a barrier, saying, I can't do what God's called me to do. I'm stuck here. You're not stuck. Nope. No one in here is stuck. Nope. Nobody. You're not stuck. You don't know my marriage, brother. You're not stuck in your marriage. You've got a covenant that you made, but that marriage doesn't make you stuck. I got so many children, old Mother Hubbard would be ashamed. You're not stuck because you have children, amen? You're not, brother, you don't understand. I'm old. You're not stuck because you're old. You're not stuck because you're a teenager. You're not stuck because you don't have a lot of money. You're not stuck because you have anything else in your life. You're free to do the will of the Father. You're free. It's a choice that we're going to have to make. There's a barrier in your thought process, and God wants that barrier destroyed. Because once you break that barrier, you know what? Once Chuck Yeager broke it, and they got some understanding, and they did the swept wing fighters, then they just break barriers all the time. See, so once you break through your barrier, you're going to lead in such a way that everybody else's barriers get broke walking behind you. That's what happens. And then when the devil tries to put another barrier in front of you, you say, no, we're not going down that road. Oh, no, I'll break that one too. That's a lie, because I'm free indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, but we've got to get past that first barrier, whatever it is that you've been sitting on, hanging on, or has been resting upon you. We've got to be like blind Bartimaeus and take them old grave clothes and throw them off and say, in the name of Jesus, nothing's going to hinder me from accomplishing all that my God has promised me and my family. What's the barrier in your mind? Down in verse 15, she said it again. Sarah denied it, however, saying, I did not laugh. Listen, don't deny that there's a barrier. Don't deny that every one of us have said, oh, Lord, that's an awful big job. I don't know if I can do it. That's crazy thinking, Lord. Are you out of your mind? I can't do that. And God's answer is, why would you laugh? Why would you look at me, the one who hung the earth and the stars, and tell me that I can't do this through you if you'll just give me yourself and walk according to my word? I'll do it through you. So many times we think that we have to do it in our own strength, but it's not in our own strength. Those barriers are broken through the power of God and through the Holy Ghost. Amen? David had barriers, right? Ordained king, living in a cave. He had some barriers he had to overcome. Moses had a couple barriers. He stuttered a little. He didn't speak quite right. Tell your neighbor, say, you speak just fine. Tell your other neighbor, say, God's working on you. Because God's working on all of us, isn't he? Sometimes we don't speak quite right. We speak about the barrier rather than the freedom. We speak about the why nots rather than the why we can. Peter had some barriers. His own arrogance and strength, trying to dictate to God, you're not going to Jerusalem. Get behind me. How about Jesus says that to you? Get behind me, Satan. But then Peter leads 3,000 to Christ in a short time because the barrier was broken through the love of God. I believe God's love for each and every one in here is so strong that every barrier is broken. If you would just agree with what his word says. Holy mackerel. Okay, four quick things. You ready? Number one, you must grow yourself. It's not my job to grow you. It ain't your mama's job to grow you no more. You must grow yourself. One man said, you reach the higher shelves by standing on the books you read. Yeah, but Pastor, I don't read. No, you didn't used to. That's a barrier that you have in your head. Well, I just watch YouTube videos and I learn everything from them. I get all my theology from TikTok, Pastor. Don't you go on there? Never been on there yet. You're going to have to build yourself up in the most holy faith. Amen? Get a Bible reading plan. Everybody's got an app on their phone that's got a Bible on it. They've all got reading plans. I don't care which one you do. Get a Bible plan and stick to it. The reason why we have so many barriers is because we're so undisciplined. That's what it all boils down to. Why do you think that we go to the gym the first of the year? Because we're so disciplined in our eating. Nope. We're so disgusted by our eating at the end of this feasting season that we want to go get lipo because it's quicker and easier. Number two, you must develop new relationships. One man said that you're the sum total of the top five people you spend the most time with. You're the sum total of the top five people you spend the most time with. Well, I have my five children. Yep. You need some other relationships. I got my 9 kids or 10 kids. That's 2 times what you're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. But you might better get some other relationships. And can I tell you, the relationships not just sit there and commiserate about your commisery. Find those that have gone before you and gone farther than you and get to hanging out with them. Listening to them. How did they break their barriers? A lot of men and women out there that broke barriers. You got to focus on the ones that have crushed it. John Maxwell, he always says, every time that he met somebody, he would ask them, who do you know that I need to meet? Who do you know that I need to meet? Yeah, but I don't want to be that bold. Be bold. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as what? As a lion. Why would you be intimidated by meeting somebody that's going farther than you? Are you a child of God? Are they a child of God? Then we're children of God. Let's meet them all. Let's find out what they've done it, how they broke the barrier. Maybe they broke the same barrier you're struggling with. So let's find some more. You must pray and fast. You're going to have to pray and fast because some of these don't come out except through prayer and fasting. Listen, if you've never fasted before, it's a great time to start. You get to join in with the whole body of Christ and we'll encourage you all the way through it. Because let me tell you, sometimes it can be, you can have difficult times. The first 3 days you won't because your body is screaming, thank you for giving me a break and allowing me to get rid of everything you've been cramming down your head for the last 2 weeks. That's what your body says for the first couple of days. You're focused. It must be to get a vision for your tomorrows. It's got to be. And growth happens first in the spiritual world and then in the natural world. Number four, you got to change your daily routine. Do something different every day for a year, and then no barrier can stand before you. All right? Just do something different this year. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always be where you've always been. Are you happy with where you're at? Do we want to just glide on into eternity because I've taken care of me and mine? Because let me tell you something. The scripture is quite clear on the man who took the money and he buried it in the ground. Jesus had no use for him or her. You bury it in the ground and say, well, hey, look, I survived. I'm saved. I accepted you. God's not really impressed with people who take the gift that he's deposited and say, I'm not using it for you. I'm using it for myself and I'm only doing what I want to do. Jesus said, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy or empathy if that's going to be the attitude. This is your year for growth. Write down your barrier. If you don't know what your barrier is, talk to your spouse. I guarantee you they can tell you at least one of your barriers. Maybe half a dozen. But let's write down, what's the one thought that's been hindering me? Maybe it's something somebody has done. Then the next thought is, how do you let that person go so that your barrier is broken? Maybe it's something that's happened a long time ago. Let go of those things that are in the past and press on to the high calling. There's a high call on your life, and it's living above the fray, living above what the world is doing, living so far above what man has entertained most of the time. God wants to do something different. So just those four things I want you to do. Number one, you're going to have to grow yourself. Read a book along with the Bible plan and make sure that you do that daily. Tell your neighbor, say daily. Read the word. Come on, tell them, say daily. Read the word. Right. That's got to be, maybe that's not you. Maybe that's not what your routine is every day. I beg you, read the word. There's where all the power is sustained, in the living word of God. Number two, develop new relationships. Number three, pray and fast. Number four, change one daily routine. A couple of things about fasting. Give me a couple more minutes. I know I'm running a little bit late, guys. I'm so sorry. But I don't want you to walk in the same barriers that held you captive last year. I want to do everything that we can so that you break through a barrier and you watch the power of God manifested through you. Because you're that mighty to the pulling down of every stronghold that there is out there. But when it comes to fasting, if you've never fasted before, one person called and said, 21 days! Take a meal. If you've never fasted before, fast a meal. Step aside at your work, wherever you are, spend that time in prayer. Get in the Word of God and pray for that hour that you would normally eat your lunch. If you fasted a meal, fast a day. If you fasted a day, fast 3 days. If you've done more than 3 days, join us in 21 days. Whatever you want to do, a week. Paul Burfine, he's not here, but the first year that he got here, during Christmas time, he was eating normal like we all do. And then he came in, he hadn't been here long enough, and we said, listen, we're starting a 21-day fast tomorrow. And he was like, what? I've never even heard of a 21-day fast. And you know what? He did 21 days. And he said, it changed my life forever. Now, the 2 weeks at Christmas time, he cuts out his coffee getting ready for the 21-day fast because he wants to get prepared to see what God's going to do. How about a hunger like that to break through your barriers? Getting ready to see what God wants to do. Fasting, some of this stuff doesn't come out except through prayer and fasting. But I want you to know it comes out. It comes out. If you'll take God at his word, he'll change each and every one of us. It comes out. When you're fasting, drink a lot of fluids, okay? A lot of fluids. You can only go 3 days without fluids and then you're done. So drink fluids, all right? Try to stay away from the soft drinks and that kind of stuff, the caffeines and that. Stay away from the sugars as much as you possibly can. Some of you are addicted to sugar. Stay away from the sugars. Forever. Yeah. I just said that for you, honey, because I knew you. Sugar's a destroyer of our bodies. So stay off of that stuff. And look, If you say, yeah, I'm going to go 21 days and you only make it three and you eat, there is therefore now no what? Condemnation. There is no standard that you become super spiritual at the end of 21 days. That's not the focus. The focus is I want God more than I want food, soft drinks, entertainment, anything else. I want Him in my life to a greater degree, and I want every barrier broken. Yeah, but Pastor, this is a family curse. I don't care. Every curse gets broken in the name of Jesus. There's nothing that can stop the barriers from breaking. Nothing when we press into the things of God. Amen? So please, drink a lot of fluids. If you are on a lot of medicines, please talk to your doctor. All right? If you're on a lot of pills, please talk to your doctor before you go into this fast. All right? Don't just jump into it and say, this is what I'm doing. I don't care. Just talk to your doc. Some people even later on in the fast have a little bit of broth. You know, they used to go over to Joe Morbido's before and he would sell the broth in a little quarts and people would take that and sip on that. The less that you do with all the flavors and everything else, because sometimes when you start to stir up the flavor in your mouth, you want more flavor. You know, throw some lemons in your water to give you a little flavor, something like that, just natural stuff. But we can do this and we can be transformed by the power of His word. Because there isn't, the scripture says, when you fast. Amen? It didn't say if you want to, because this body's screaming and doesn't say it wants to. But my spirit is screaming and saying, I want more. I want more of what God has. Therefore, I'm going to deny my flesh. And I want to press into what God's got. Now, we're going to have prayer here from 6 to 7 in the morning and 6 to 7 at night. And I know a lot of people work in the morning, but if you can be here at night, I really want to encourage you, because we get stronger, all of us together, praying and crying out for this area, because this is not about us. This is about Him and those that don't know Him. Amen? That's the barriers that we're destroying, the things that would hinder us from doing what God's called us to do. That's the barriers we want broken. I don't want God saying, why did you laugh? I've called you to the nations. Why did you laugh? I've called you to preach the word. Why did you laugh? I've called you to prophesy. Why did you laugh? I've called you to open up your home. Why did you laugh? I've called you to be the biggest giver there is. Why did you laugh? It's not us anymore, amen? We're breaking barriers this year. Let's go crush the barriers that stopped us from enjoying all that God wants to pour out upon us. Letting go of those things that are behind. Not your spouse. Not your children. Letting go of those things, those wrong thoughts, the wrong deeds, the condemnation. It's not there. It's not yours. The enemy threw it at you. That's not your barrier. It's been destroyed by the power of God's love. Amen? Let's stand up. I apologize for going a little long, guys, but I wanted to try to get all of that. Because it's time to crush barriers. You know, I tried this before, Pastor. This is a new year. It's a new day. And your God is able. We're not laughing at what God says is true. We're not mocking that. We're not saying I can't because you can, because His word says so. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you so much for your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you for knitting our hearts together as your sons and daughters of God. Father, we thank you that each one that's here is precious in your sight. Lord, each one is gifted by you. Each one has been saved for a time such as this. Each one has been empowered with the power from on high, the power from another world that overwhelms and supersedes the power in this world. And the one that walks around devouring or seeking who he may devour is overcome by the power of God who lives on the inside of each one of us. Lord, we agree that every principality and power is subject to your word and to the Christ that lives on the inside of us. We thank you, Father, for the power of that name, that every curse is broken, the power of that name, healing comes, the power of the name, barriers are crushed in the name of Jesus. And whatever it is, whether it's doubt and unbelief, whether it's failure or just plain fear that comes, that spirit of fear that would come and say, I can't because. Lord, when we step on your name, we stand on your name, and we agree with you. You said right now, all things, right now, all things have been made new and they are possible for you. Father, today let faith arise and the enemy be scattered in every home represented here. That when we walk out of here and we go home, Lord, there is a faith that goes before us. There is a desire in our hearts and there's a purpose in our plan that we're going to break barriers this year in the name of Jesus. We're letting go and we're pressing on to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you for families being delivered. Thank you for marriages being restored. Thank you for vision being restored in every man, woman, and every child downstairs. Thank you, Father, that your plan, let it overwhelm each and every one of us, that we can't think about anything else. All we can think about is what you desire to do through us. Thank you for blessing us, oh God, and giving us the beginning of a barrier-crushing year in our lives where nothing shall be impossible because we believe. Lord, today we give you the glory and the honor that's due your name. And everybody said amen.